Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3137, 12 Ways to Make Yourself Recession-Proof, by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. This is the show where I usually read to you kind of like an audiobook, but on Sundays I share an episode from a different podcast in our Optimal Network. And today's comes from Optimal Finance Daily. Please do follow or subscribe to that show. It helps keep this one going. Again, that's Optimal Finance Daily. But with that, let's get right to the bonus episode and Diana's commentary as we optimize your life.
12 Ways to Make Yourself Recession-Proof, by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. In the latest issue of Money Magazine, Stephen Gandel presents a special report on survival strategies. Quote, "The economy and the markets may be in for a hard fall. Here's how you and your family can land safely," end quote. I thought I'd share the 12 points that the article makes, as well as my comments on each. All this after the markets have had their best one-day gain in 5 years. Oh well, I think these points are applicable regardless of the outcome. Number one, recessions. Learn the facts. Apparently, the last time we were in this kind of economic downturn was in the early 90s. The article states that it took about 3 to 6 months for the economy to turn around once it hit full recession. I have no idea what this current downturn entails, but if history repeats itself and we go into a recession, we'll be up and out of this thing before too long. I'm not going to panic, but I still think it's a good idea to brace yourself a bit. That's what the other 11 points are all about. Shore up your balance sheet. Number two, stock up on emergency funds. In the article, it suggested that you move from a 3 months expenses emergency fund to the 6 month variety. I think more emergency cash is always better, so I'm all in favor of this move. If you can move towards more short-term savings, then do so. If you don't have an emergency fund, you should start today. Number three, slim down the debts. It's always a good time to do this, but apparently even more so in a potential recession. When your stocks are flying high, you can afford paying a little debt interest, but not now. You can read more about how I paid off my high interest credit cards on my blog. Shore up your portfolio. Number four, regain your balance. It's easy to set your retirement savings on autopilot and just forget about it. Have you checked your 401k lately? What funds are you invested in? Are they properly balanced for someone your age? In my opinion, target date funds are a good way to make this happen. Number five, venture carefully beyond our shores. A quarter to a third of your equity holdings should be in foreign stocks, says the author. That seems high to me. Again, I let my target date fund do the work for me here. Number six, scared? Then embrace bonds. If you think we're still headed downward, then you may consider moving more of your portfolio into bonds. The author says to do this instead of trying to time the market with stocks. Work harder and smarter. Number seven, get to your company's core. Working on key projects for your company will apparently make you less likely to lose your job if times get tougher. Make sure you're generating revenue for your company. Any position can add value. Be proactive and find the little things that add up to big savings for your boss. Number eight, get to the office and stay there. Make sure you're getting plenty of face time with your boss. If you work from home often, consider stopping that practice for a while. Also, you might want to be the guy or gal who is first in and last out. Can't hurt. Number 9, cozy up to a headhunter. Get on Facebook or LinkedIn now and connect with recruiters in your field. Believe me, they'd love to hear from you. While you don't necessarily have to begin your job search, make sure you have a few connections. The few unwanted interruptions I do get from these recruiters, I don't mind because of how they've helped me out in the past. Number 10, get ready for next time. The author mentions laying the groundwork for an industry switch. Healthcare is now, and for a long time will be, a very hot field. Consider a career switch and begin investigating the path needed to get there. Focus on the home front. Number 11, be a picky buyer. The author mentions offering 10% below asking price if you are in the market for a new home and offering your home for slightly less than comparable homes if you're selling. I don't know much about real estate, so I won't comment, but to say I think there are plenty of deals out there right now. I wish I had a lot more cash in order to take advantage of some of the deals available. Number 12, and a savvy borrower. If interest rates continue to fall, then you may be able to justify refinancing your mortgage. Apparently, the biggest savings may come on jumbo mortgages above $417,000. That's a big mortgage. One of the things my father taught me is that the U.S. government has long since learned that the housing market is what drives our economy. Therefore, they will do anything to keep it propped up. Look for plenty of bailouts to lenders and borrowers. Like I said, while I think it's great to look at this stuff now, most of these points are things you should consider all the time with your finances, not just in a downturn. You just listened to the post titled 12 Ways to Make Yourself Recession-Proof by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. Okay, so I just want to point out that this article was written in 2018. What a simpler time it was back then, am I right? But most of the advice here applies anytime during a recession, a pandemic, or when times are good. The thing is, even if the economy is booming, your own personal recession could happen at any time. A health scare, unexpected job loss, or other hit to your income is bound to happen at some point. And that's not to be negative. We shouldn't live in fear. We should expect these things as a normal part of life. This is why we create financial safety nets for ourselves so that we're prepared for what life throws at us, good or bad. When it comes to my investment portfolio, I'd be hesitant to make any changes due to fear of a downturn. Remember, when we invest, we're signing up for the roller coaster ride. My strategy has always been to hold a year's worth of cash so that I can better tolerate the volatility of the market. And clearly, this article was written when the housing market wasn't completely insane. While the low interest rates are great right now for buyers, it is absolutely a seller's market. And so buyers don't have the luxury of being picky or offering 10% below asking price. In the current housing market where inventory is low, many people are willing to overpay for a home. Nearly every article I've seen lately regarding real estate recommends to not buy right now if you can avoid it. But if you're going to go for it, don't be bullied into overpaying for something you really can't afford or settle for a home that may lead to buyer's remorse. Just like any other economic cycle, this seller's market won't last forever, so it may benefit you to hold off on buying a home right now. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.